Hello, a quick message from me, Matthew Wall, just before we start today's episode of 5 Minutes with our special guest, adventurer Mick Dawson. As you can imagine, Mick is often on the road, exploring, adventuring, speaking, and generally traveling all over the place. We were very lucky to catch him when we could. And if the sound quality is possibly not quite what you came to expect from us over the years, we do hope you'll forgive us, but we also know that you'll really enjoy hearing the stories that Mick has to tell. So that's enough from me, and it's back to me to interview our guest, Mick Dawson. Hello and welcome, whether you're a long-time listener or a first-time joining us today. This is Upstage's 5 Minutes With. My name's Matthew Wall. I'm the Chief Creative Officer at Upstage, and I get the lucky chance to spend 5 minutes with a very special guest each week. Now, I was up at the Edinburgh Festival the other week and looked down at my Fitbit and thought, gosh, I've done a lot of walking today, and figured out I'd done 18,000 steps. I was feeling pretty smug about that. And then I remembered that for my special guest today, that figure really is just a drop in the ocean. Now, if we listed all of his accomplishments, we'd have to change the title of the podcast to 50 Minutes With, but sadly we've only got 5 minutes. But anyway, Mick Dawson, our guest today, is a former Royal Marine Commando. He's a filmmaker, a professional sailor and adventurer, and is one of the most experienced ocean rowers in the world. He's rowed over 20,000 miles across the world's ocean during some 524 days at sea in ocean rowing boats. Now, for most of us whose experience of the open waves is a cross-channel ferry or the occasional hovercraft, your experience is very different, Mick. So thank you so much for joining us today. We're really glad to have you. And I wanted to start by asking you, what was it that drew you to the sea? Was this need to be out there part of your family history, or were you always drawn to the sea? Where did that come from?
As long as I can remember, I think the sea's been my passion. It's what I've always wanted to do, what I was always drawn to. And fortunately enough, I've been able to pursue it as I've got older.
Excellent. And did you have naval people in your family? Was there a family history there?
Yeah, very much so. In particular, my uncle was in the Royal Navy, and I think he was a hero to the family back in the 60s. And that sort of opened that doorway to a future career for me.
Excellent. Now, you're probably your best known achievement, I guess, Chris, is rowing the Pacific Ocean with your friend and fellow ocean rower, a well-known ocean rower called Chris Martin. And before our listeners jump to the conclusion, it's not the Chris Martin from Coldplay. It's a different Chris Martin. But out on this journey, this incredible adventure, Mick, not everything went according to plan. And you must have had some pretty scary moments out there. So what was the most, I guess, hair-raising experience you had when you were out there, kind of way out in the middle of the Pacific, far from everyone?
Well, the challenge that we faced was we were trying to cross the North Pacific from Japan to the Golden Gate Bridge. Nobody had ever done that. So everything about that trip was challenging and hostile. But probably the scariest thing happened on the double crossing with Chris. It happened previous to that when I tried to row across solo. I got to within 1,000 miles of the U.S. coast, and unfortunately, in flat calm conditions, I was capsized and effectively sunk. And I spent 24 hours initially trapped in the boat, and had to escape the boat, and ultimately be clinging onto the rudder of an upturned rowing boat on a very black, cold and unforgiving North Pacific night.
Terrifying. And how did you get out of it?
It's quite a long story, but ultimately it was down to the professionalism and the hard work of the U.S. Coast Guard out of Kodiak, Alaska, and the crew of the Hanjin Philadelphia container ship that ultimately came to my rescue, although it was far from a simple process.
I can imagine. That's an amazing story, and I'm sure worth one reading about at length. But we talk, you know, in our business and Upstage, we talk a lot about storytelling and what people can learn from other people's stories, not perhaps quite as dramatic as yours in every case, but the power of storytelling. And what at what point during all of this adventuring and sailing did you realise that what you'd got up to, your adventures, that the lessons that they'd resonate with an audience also in a business context? Because I know you do a lot of speaking now.
Yeah, I do. Actually, I'm at an event as we speak. I think initially I was just happy to tell people the story. And I remember one particular presentation, somebody coming to me and saying, all the things you talked about, they are exactly what I have to deal with running my business, which had never really occurred to me. But the principles for achieving goals, they transfer. If you want to deal with a challenge and ambition, the principles to get there are exactly the same. I just have a much more colourful background to illustrate that principles.
Yeah, I imagine it's slightly more interesting than a few dull PowerPoint slides. Yes, so I can completely understand that. Yeah. I'm sure you've given a lot of these presentations now, Mick, but for our listeners and in the short time we've got, could you give us sort of top three, I guess, takeaway lessons from your personal experience that you think really anybody in business today could apply to their own business or their own kind of professional development?
Yeah, I think it's quite a complex answer to that. But the three top ones for me were passion. You've got to be passionate about what you do. That's a very romantic word. But what passion means is you've got an unlimited reserve of energy to pursue that goal if you're passionate about it. If you're not passionate, you'll run out of energy. Training, it's a very simple one. But ultimately, your capability to deal with your situation will be based on your training. So that's key to achieving your goals. And for me, the most important thing is teamwork. You will not achieve anything in life without a team around. And great teams, which can achieve anything, are built on one fundamental ethos, and that's everybody in that team puts the other person first. It makes a group stronger. It's how we're meant to function as human beings. It makes a group stronger than the individual parts. And everything I've achieved, what that amounts to, comes down ultimately to teamwork.
Absolutely, and particularly I think in the challenging economic circumstances that we're facing now and that are ahead, you know, every business is going to think very, very hard about those three things and how they apply to those business. So thank you so much for sharing those with us. I would love to stay and chat all day, Mick, and hopefully we'll have the opportunity to talk at greater length at some point in the future. I did want to let our listeners know if they'd like to know more about the stories that Mick has to tell, there's two fantastic books that Mick has published. One is called Rowing the Pacific and the other one is called Never Leave a Man Behind, and they're available from bookshops, they're available from online retailers, so please, please, please check them out because they are well worth hearing these fantastic stories that Mick has to tell. If you're interested in getting Mick to come and speak at one of your events, get in touch with us via social media. You can find us easily and we will try and hook you up together to take that forward. But Mick, in the meantime, it's been a real pleasure talking to you today. Thank you so much for sharing just a little insight into your life out on the ocean waves, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much for the invite, Matthew.